The Chamber believes that economic development adds to the quality of life for all Sitkins. Adding new money to the economy helps to fund local schools and city government. What are your ideas to help develop our local economy?
I have a few ideas, but it'd be hard to call them my own. One of them came from an assembly meeting where they were talking about the fish tax, and a gentleman came and said, or the harbor rates, excuse me, the gentleman came and mentioned the expenses that fishing boats have in this town and the inability for them to get adequate haul-out space at the existing facilities. I would be very supportive of developing a commercial haul-out at Salmo Cove Industrial Park, as long as we could do it in a way that did not harm existing businesses. Also, my grandmother was recently placed in the Pioneer Home, and the wait list for that place is very long. Being a health-oriented community and education-oriented and fishing, we could grow those industries through projects to increase housing for seniors and perhaps increase residency at the Pioneer Home through advocating that with the state. Other ideas would be encourage the airport expansion project to build more hangars because we need more there. There's a lot of other stuff. Thanks.
On the economic development issue, I feel that the city should look at possibly expanding to promote industries, new businesses here in Sitka. With new industries would also come new jobs, bringing in more revenue for sales taxes. I think that they should utilize the vacant lot space out at Salmo Cove Industrial Park to promote the industrial growth here in Sitka.
Economic development, it's a tough one lately. You know, the whole country, not just us, was going through a hard financial time right now. And it's just something that it's tough to be able, you know, with a family of five, to just be able to survive, you know. So we need to pull together as a community and try and find, you know, solutions to bring our economy back up. You know, outside people, you know, we need tourism is a big one. Fishing, you know, the downtown shops are a huge part of this community. They bring in the sales tax, and it's a tough issue. You know, I can't specifically say one thing is going to fix any of this because it's a long road that we have in front of us, and I'm hoping that I can get in there and help try and make our economy a little bit better.
Okay. First I want to say thank you to CETA. I appreciate the economic summit that they had, and I hope that some of the ideas that came out of it, while they chose three high priorities, I hope that some of the other ones also get brought back. I think one that I've talked to businesses about is really working on a buy local campaign, but not your typical, you know, buy local, but coming up with specific ideas about what it is people should do. You know, next time you have to buy a present for somebody, go to three stores locally before you go on the internet. Give people ideas about ways that they might find something in Sitka, and then also explain why it is that buying local is so important. So I think some of those ideas would be great to bring them back from CETA. Also, I think one idea is that I'd like to see is how could we bring, I'll call them virtual jobs to Sitka. So, you know, computer programming, you don't necessarily need to ship anything in and out, you just bring people here to do it. I think jobs where we don't necessarily have to do heavy shipping, which is so expensive, is going to be our best bet. So how can we bring people here maybe with education? How can we do something that brings jobs here virtually? Thanks.
Economic development is important to everybody in this community, and I think, first off, I think Dallas nailed one of them, and that is that we really do need to work together to solve this issue. People have ideas, and we really need to encourage people to share their ideas, because there are a lot of bright people out there with great ideas. First off, we need to build Blue Lake Dam. We have to be able to offer power to businesses and industries that want to come in and start a new business here. I'm a huge supporter of a marine service center. I think it's imperative that we get that done for our fishermen and our recreational boaters. We're losing a lot of business to Wrangell, and with our harbor rates going up, I'm concerned that some of those boats may just choose to stay there. So I think that that's really imperative. I think affordable housing is very important when we do bring people in. I talk to business owners who say all the time they can bring people in to work and increase their business, but the people can't afford to live here because they can't afford housing. So that's another really important issue. I think the visitor industry is very important, and we have to work hard to market Sitka's uniqueness. So I could go on, but I'll pass the mic.